Mega Nasty Rich, reaching for no. Now, this is negotiation tactics we're talking about, and how to get more of what you need. Now, in the past, especially real estate, I told you, always ask for it. When you go into a real estate deal, you always ask for it. When you see a golf cart in the garage, yeah, put it in the ask. All they can say is no. Now, I've always told you to ask for something, but now I'm going to take you a step further and say, ask for something to the point they say no. Because at the end of the day, no is an empowering word. It makes you feel powerful. When you say no, have you ever babysitted some kids and the kids come in and they go in, we want chocolate cake for breakfast. And you're like, no, you're not having chocolate cake for breakfast. And in that moment, you're like, yes, I have the power. I can say no to chocolate cake. But then after a while, the kids are like, well, you know, chocolate cake could be really good. And you think to yourself, chocolate cake for breakfast does sound very tasty. So, okay, this one time, we're going to have chocolate cake. Now, what happened in that moment? You actually turned against your own no. In your power, you felt, hey, I'm the king. I now release you to have chocolate cake. Now, there's no difference in babysitting than doing a car deal or a real estate deal or buying a jet plane. When they say no, they suddenly feel they have power. And at that point, you let them as king give it away to you. So, at this case, when you're reaching for something, even for example of asking for a salary, find out what the average salary is, then reach a little bit beyond the top side of that goal. So, if for example, you're in a salary range that runs you from 40 to 50,000, that's the average whatever you're asking, let's say you're a nurse, and 40 to 50,000 a year is what they're asking, then you ask for 70 because you know you're going to get a no. But the reason you ask to get no and you reach for no is two reasons. One, sometimes you're going to get a yes. And if you got a yes, you probably should have reached further. So you've reached beyond what you're capable of. Because what I see more often than not is people are short selling themselves. They undersell their value or whatever they're selling or whatever they're doing. They feel it's worth less than it really is. So once you overreach, you're going to find out, oh, maybe that is exactly where it should be. I find this with art. Sometimes with art, people will underprice their art unless for some reason it's at a coffee shop. When it's at a coffee shop, for some reason they went way overreach for no. But the object is to reach beyond because sometimes you get to yes. But if you don't get to yes, then what you have done is you have empowered the deal. So you empower the deal to make the person you're dealing with feel like they're in control, when at this point, they're in no more control than they were a minute ago. And when someone feels they're in control, they have the ability to give up things. They have the ability to give numbers. They have the ability to give perks. They have the ability to give things away to you that they wouldn't have given you in the beginning. But now they're at a place of power. As the king, they can give that down to you. So you reach for no, make them the king, or sometimes the queen, make them the queen, and then from that point you're negotiating with the queen who's willing to give you something. Because at that point, if they don't give you something, how much is their power? You aren't very powerful if you can't give me something. So they said no to you to show they're powerful, but if you can't give me an extended warranty on my truck, you don't have any power. So maybe your no was totally fake. So now see how you've turned their power against them. So you reach for no, then make them powerful, and then make them prove their power by giving you something. So by doing that, you ratchet up your numbers. So what we get is more than what we wanted, because now they indirectly put themselves in a position of saying that they're in power by the use of the word no. Because now the kids wanted the cake. Now, what power do I have if I can't give them some of the cake? Remember this. We'll dig into it further, but for now, be sure you start off your negotiations by reaching for no and then work from there.